Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
How to stop feeling trapped in this idea that you need to have a quote-unquote summer body, and how can you shift out of that so that you can actually start enjoying your summers and it can be a time for you to tap into joy and memories and connection and fun instead of falling to this old loop in your head of feeling you need to look smaller or that you can't enjoy certain things because you don't look a certain way. What I wanted to start off with is just kind of doing a little bit of a deep dive on this idea of a summer body. And mainly the reason why collectively we feel this pressure to have a quote unquote summer body is because of all this messaging that we have been fed throughout our lives, especially as women, about the way our bodies are supposed to look like, quote unquote, or the ideal body and what that means and what that looks like and what you're supposed to do to achieve that body. And there is so much messaging everywhere that enforces this idea, whether it's, you know, talking about shredding for the summer or summer body programs, fitness programs, or, you know, media and news outlets talking about celebrities and what their bodies are looking like in the summer or their weight loss, etc. So this just gets fed to us over and over and over by the media. It has been happening for years and years and years. And so our subconscious absorbs all this information and it just gets stored in there and it lives in our brain and it becomes our beliefs. And so because we have these beliefs that we have absorbed over time, those beliefs start running the show. And so we start living according to the thoughts that those beliefs lead to. And then those thoughts lead to certain feelings of insecurity or not looking good enough or not being enough. And then that pushes us to choose certain actions out of self-hate and feeling like you're not enough, as opposed to choosing actions out of self-love and self-worth and choosing what feels best in your body. So there are so many women that get caught up in this hamster wheel of feeling that they always need to be losing weight or feeling caught up in this unhealthy and toxic mental loop leading into the summer or even during the summer, that it just doesn't feel good, right? Let's be honest. It's not something that empowers us. And so it's really, really important to remember that a lot of these beliefs that we have are tied to the media that we consume. And that is one of the things in our lives that we have almost 100% control over. The things that you choose to watch, the things that you choose to listen to, the content you choose to engage with and watch from start to finish on social media, that is under your control. You can't control what your algorithm is going to show you, but you can control how you engage with what it does show you. And what you engage with, it shows you more of. So just remember that this is something that you have power over. And the more that you choose to watch content that enforces this idea of a quote unquote perfect summer body or needing to lose weight for the summer, etc., the more you're going to think you need to do these things. So being mindful of your media consumption goes really hand in hand with dismantling this idea of a slimmer body. And there was this rise in body positive content on the internet. And I loved it. It made me so happy to see people talking more openly about body love and about empowering people to love their bodies. But then over the last 2 to 3 years, let's say from 2022 to now, there has been a shift. And there has been this rise in the idealization of a really skinny, small body type. And that has come through from celebrities, from the rise of a 90s aesthetic and early 2000s aesthetic, and also from the rise of Ozempic. And there are people who are not struggling with serious insulin resistance and blood sugar dysregulation, and there are people who are not medically in need of this drug who are using it to lose weight. And to lose weight fast. And for all the girls out there and women out there who spent years and years being like, oh my God, I wish there was a magic pill I could take that would cause me to lose weight. It exists now. And you know, there are side effects to taking this drug. There are negative things that can come out of it. It is not a magic pill, but it's presented kind of like one. And so it's the first summer where we are living with Ozempic as a more normalized thing, which can definitely be a little bit triggering. And then, as I said, there has been this new wave of content that I've been seeing on my feed about body transformations, about losing weight, about looking skinny. And there's a lot of like vocabulary that's being used around these topics way more than before. And even though it makes me sad to see this content start to rise again and to see people engage with it and to see people once again falling to this loop of, oh my God, this is what I want. How do you do it? What do I do to look skinny like you? Whatever. Even though it makes me sad to see that, it also makes me passionate to talk more about the things that I feel are important when it comes to helping women create a better relationship with their body and to create a more loving relationship with their body. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but ultimately I hope to shift the conversation towards this idea that there are so many things that women have done over the years to look a certain way that genuinely are not bringing them joy, that are not the best for their mental health. And those are important aspects of your health. Your health is not just dictated by how you look or what your body looks like or how much you weigh. There are all these other things that affect how you feel, and your overall health is tied to your mental health, is tied to your social connections, it's tied to your sense of joy and creativity in your life, it's tied to a feeling of self-love. So it's important to consider all of that whenever you're choosing to make a lifestyle change or to think about summer. So if you think about all of this that I just said and how this ties into social media, a really important aspect of creating a summer mind and prioritizing your summer mind over a summer body is creating energetic boundaries with social media. Is being really real with yourself and asking yourself, is this account or is this content making me feel good? Or is it making me feel lack? Is it making me feel not good enough? Is it making me feel self-conscious? Is it making me feel bad about my body? Really getting real with yourself about that and being like, is this how you want to spend your time on social media? Is this the kind of content that you want to be feeding your subconscious mind with? And if it's not, use the mute button. Click the video and say, not interested. Don't show me more of this content. Teach your algorithm what you don't like and what you don't want to see. If you need to, you can unfollow and you can also block. Those are also tools that are available to you and you should use them. You should use them. They're there for a reason. I definitely use them. My algorithm sometimes shows me a lot of triggering content. Content I just don't want to see anymore. Content that I know literally caused old me to fall to disordered eating and to fall to a not good relationship with my body. So why would I fall back into that? So I really have started to use these tools and I would encourage you to do it too. And something else that I think is really important around the topic of a summer mind is realizing that yes, summer can be a trigger. You know, we are sweating more, we're wearing lighter clothing, we're showing off certain body parts a little bit more than we'd normally do throughout the rest of the year. And because we're wearing less clothing, we're going to the beach, we're wearing swimsuits, etc., those can be triggers. And so it's important to, one, acknowledge what your triggers are and honor that even if you are in a healing journey and you've come a really long way, it's okay to get triggered sometimes. Triggers will still pop up, but whenever a trigger does pop up, it's just an opportunity for you to decide how you want to show up. Who do you want to be? And to not let those triggers win, right? It's an opportunity for you to choose healing again. That's something that I wanted to reinforce, right? Is let's say you got invited to a beach day and everyone's gonna be in a swimsuit and you are feeling triggered by that. And that's causing you anxiety and that's causing you to feel caught up in your own head about the way you're gonna look, or is everyone gonna judge me, or is my stomach gonna be bloated or whatever? These intrusive thoughts might pop up. And so if that's going on, ask yourself, okay, do I wanna go to this? Is it gonna bring me joy? Is it a memory I wanna make? And if the answer is yes, then focus on the things that you can control, right? If you need to wear a one piece, wear a one piece. If you wanna just stay in your shorts all day, wear your shorts all day. No one is forcing you to be in a bikini. If you don't want to be, you don't have to wear one. But if you want to wear one, then make peace with your choice that you chose to wear a bikini and then just let yourself enjoy the beach day, right? let yourself actually enjoy it because it was a choice that you had control over. So choose to focus on what you can control. And then once you're there in the moment, in the experience, remember how fleeting it is, how short-lived it is, and just let yourself be happy. And choose to not give a fuck, to just enjoy it, to just be happy, and to say F it to body standards and the ideal body type, and just to realize that your joy, your enjoyment, your fun, your memories, your connection, your moments and experiences during the summer that you are sharing with people you love, that's way more important than looking perfect, than being skinny, than having the best ideal body type. It's way more important. And the people who truly love you, the people who are truly your friends, they're not paying attention to that. Most people are not paying attention to that, and they're not judging your body in the same way that you are. And if they are, that says a lot more about them than about you. It might signal that they're also struggling with their own body. And maybe they're not the best people for you to surround yourself with. And that can be a tough realization, you know? But just like the content that you engage with, the people you surround yourself with also affect the beliefs that you have. So if you're around people that say a lot of things about their own body, about other people's bodies, who judge other people, realize that this type of issue, you know, with feeling that you need to look a certain way or have a certain body, it is so rampant and it affects so many women out there. And so there are certain people, certain women that have not chosen healing yet, that aren't out of this matrix and this idea that you need to look that way to be loved, to be perfect, to be accepted. And so as you choose to heal, you're probably going to face triggers in your relationships too, in the people in your family, maybe in your mom or your aunt or your grandma, someone who might make a comment about your body or someone else's body or their body. These things might happen, and that's outside of your control. How people are living their life, other people in general, what they say, what they think, if they judge you, that's outside of your control. So spending time worrying about that and hyperfixating on, are they going to judge me? That's only going to cause you stress, and it's only going to disempower you because it's something you literally cannot control. But what you can control is how you choose to talk to yourself, what you choose to consume on social media, what you choose to affirm, what you choose to tell yourself every single day, how you choose to nourish your body, how you choose to move your body, how much sleep you get, the songs you listen to, the friends you surround yourself with, the plans you commit to. All of these things are within your control. And so focus on those things. Focus on that, and you're going to feel way more empowered and way more confident as a result too. And you're going to feel more at ease. And genuinely try to drop trying to control the rest. Because as I said, it's only going to cause you stress.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.